Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Welcome to Connecting the Dots, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and this evening we're going to cover some ground here. And I had an unfortunate glitch with my guest this evening. Fortunately, we don't have a phone number, and therefore, we're going to have to cover some of the series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. Sometimes life gets away with you, and sometimes it just goes by so fast that you can't hardly keep up with it. If anybody feels that way, just stand up. One of the things I want to cover this evening is some of the sections on, and if we can get Byron Slater, my guest this evening, to call in at 1-800-313-9443, we'll have a chance to talk with him. If not, we're going to go through the next added 100 million Americans and see what we can do. And on Thursday, we're going to have an interview with a dear friend who was running for lieutenant governor of Minnesota, and she is a fantastic guest and really works hard up there in Minnesota. And we'll be talking with her on Thursday. Right now, though, I'd like you to take out your pen and paper and just jot down a few things here before we get into the hour. And those few things are: the American trucker is under assault by President Bush and this pilot program that's going to allow 17,000 Mexican truckers onto American highways within the next 50 days. And if you remember, I wrote a story on it called American Trucker Screwed by Bush about a week ago. Well, since then, there's been a mobilization, and I'm going to try to get a hold of, and you all listen to a fantastic Army officer from West Point, Jason Mrocek, who is the co-founder of Fire Coalition, and hopefully he jumps in on this. Rusty Childress down in Arizona with AmericanFreedomRiders.com is also going to jump in on this, and I'm going to try to enlist as many of the websites as possible. And a Wanda Pieta is a lady who is starting to form a trucker boycott starting on April the 23rd, 4th, and 5th to shut down the four border states and have all the truckers stop driving for 3 days to show President Bush that the American truckers are not going to take this sitting down and certainly not going to take it doing nothing. It's one thing to take jobs away from America's landscapers, the beef packers, painters, drywallers, and construction workers. But when you start taking jobs away from American truckers, they're going to stand up and say something. The website is going to be www.saveamerica.com. It'll be up on Friday. We're hoping to get truckers on CBs and Heim operators to get out there and spread the word that American truckers are going to shut down April 23rd, 4th, and 5th, and show President Bush we're not going to tolerate this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, and this is Frosty Wooldridge, your host. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're back to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wildridge, your host for this evening, and we have a different kind of evening here. Unless my guest calls up and I can contact him very quickly, because we had a miscommunication. But I want to really bring to your attention before this, possibly we get Byron Slater on the phone here in the next few minutes, or maybe half hour, about in the hour, because he has some tremendous information to share with you. And as life goes on, you can't always make it all perfect, and so we're going to do the best we can. But I want everyone to understand this. America is under assault by this president who gives out H-1B visas, H-2B visas, L-1 visas, H-2A visas, to any Tom, Dick, and Harry, Juan Valdez, and whomever else that has a Latin name, to come across this border and take jobs away from America's working poor and now moving into the middle class working man and woman in this country. And we either stop it now or we suffer the consequences, because this new pilot program of allowing Mexican truckers to run 48 states is not only a crisis for the American trucker, it's a crisis for the American driver. Auto drivers around the nation are going to be at the mercy and the collateral damage of Mexican truck drivers who lack safety qualifications, lack the education, lack the language, lack the ability to even drive safe and secure trucks. They've already figured out that with 17,000 drivers with these subpar trucks coming down the highways, the diesel pollution alone is going to be just horrific to all of us. And we're all going to be, and I can guarantee you this right now as I sit here and speak to you on the airwaves across America, and as a former trucker myself with United Van Lines for 24 summers, three solid years with Johnson Storage and Moving with United Van Lines in Denver, Colorado as their head trainer. I was the one that taught drivers how to drive. I gave them the okay. I made sure they were safety conscious. I made sure that they were qualified to run the big rigs. Now, a furniture van with an 18-wheeler with a twin screw can take anywhere from 20 to 24,000 pounds. If it's a 53-foot freight box, you can even go up to 26,000 pounds of furniture. and that's usually all you can get into a 53-footer. I used to run 48s and 53-footers, so I know that those trucks and the men driving them have to be on their toes every second down the road, 100% perfect. And those men have gone through rigorous training, American Trucker Schools, you name it, federal licenses, and you've got to be pretty sharp to gain those licenses and pass those tests and to get through those trucker schools. And so these truckers are now about to have Mexican drivers who have, again, as I've said in the past, a average of a sixth grade reading level, sixth grade educational level in Mexico, which does not, and I repeat this, and I've said it before, 63% of Mexico is illiterate, functionally illiterate. For those of you who listen to the radio today and or the news, the Washington Post showed that one-third, that's 33% of the population in the Washington, D.C. area is functionally illiterate, and nationally, one-fifth functionally illiterate of this nation. So you're talking about a lot of people who can't read or write, and they can't think on a cognitive level, past, again, third grade, fourth grade, certainly sixth grade. And if you have those kinds of drivers driving these subpar, substandard, unsafe trucks here into this country, you've got a problem. And we're asking all of the truckers out there, anyone listening that's a trucker this evening, make sure that you get into this website on Friday, saveamerica.com, and also Rusty Childress down there in Phoenix, Arizona, and hopefully go to Fire Coalition, FireCoalition, FireCoalition.com. Jason Mrocek will start organizing, I suspect, and Rusty Childress, you can go to Buzz, you can go to Rusty at ImmigrationBuzz.com. That's Rusty, R-U-S-T-Y, at ImmigrationBuzz.com, and inquire there. But I need a bunch of truckers to get a hold of me because we need to get chat room facts and figures out. We need to get the dates figured out. We need to get organization because April 23rd, 4th, and 5th for a four-border state trucking shutdown boycott to stop the insanity of this Mexican pilot program. It needs to be done now because, ladies and gentlemen, truckers out there, a guaranteed fact, if these Mexican drivers get in 17,000 of them, then they're going to be 35,000, and then there's going to be 50,000 of them, then there's going to be even more. And this country is never going to be the same again, and American truckers' wages will just go right down the tubes, just like what's happening in the construction sites, what's happening in the drywall, what's happening in the painters' unions, what's happening in the meatpacking plants, what's happening literally all over this country as these Mexicans keep taking jobs that American citizens will do for a living wage. So again, think about the four border states shutting down. Think about CBs out there. We're going to get fact sheets out there. We want to spread this. We'd even like to see Louisiana, which is being taken over by Mexicans also. We need to get them all squared away. And each and every one of you can be a part of the solution on this thing. And again, as I've said many times in the past, and you hear it on the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Clint Eastwood theme song, we have some good folks out there. We've got some really bad politicians, and we've got a really bad president right now, and we've got some ugly results coming as we allow these Mexicans to come across and start driving in our country, taking jobs away from our American drivers. And I got a special sentiment and a special emotion about this whole thing, having driven for United Van Lines for all the years, and I still have my CDL license. One other thing, again, and I quote, as Captain McDonald of the Texas Rangers said, no man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a coming, unquote. And I also would give you a quote by Edmund Burke, no one makes a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he felt that he could do so little. The key here is your actions, your convictions together can change history. So, this evening, in lieu of a program with Byron Slater out of California, I'm going to start talking about, and we went over my program, and I'm going to give you a couple of informational things here right now. I was just booked as the keynote speaker in Salt Lake City Utah, at the Salt Palace on June the 19th for the International Rotary Conference. And my program, The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About, will be shown there along with my very dramatic slideshow from my world travels. And for those of you or anyone in Utah or want to be close by that want to see the program, certainly make your reservations now. And you can go to the Rotary International. In fact, Rotary International is a huge organization that does a tremendous amount of work across the world, and over 100 countries will be represented there. So I'm very excited about it. And if you want, you can go to www.rifpd.org, Rotary International Population and Development is what the name of that particular website is, www.rifpd.org, and they'll very quickly show that they'll have me as a keynote speaker there. I'm very excited about this. Also, We the People will have me along with Roy Beck giving a program on the 30th of March, just a few weeks from now, and we will be talking about the population immigration crisis at We the People conference there in Washington, D.C. Email me at frostywooldridge.com or frostyw@juno.com. Either one of those, the website, can get a hold of me, and or my personal email, frostyw@juno.com, and I'll give you the information on where I'll be there in Washington, D.C. And it's going to be an outstanding evening. I'll probably be speaking at the Hilton Alexandria Marks Center on 5000 Seminary Road, Alexandria, Virginia. If you need to answer any questions on that, telephone is 1-703-845-1010. That's telephone 1-703-845-1010. There's also an event coordinator there, Vanessa Astrup. You can call her at 631-338-5485. That's Vanessa Astrup, coordinator of the event, 631-338-5485. And ladies and gentlemen, since before we get into this little program here, I would really also like to have you make sure that you, as an American citizen, have an obligation to your children and the future of this society that we not add another 100 million people. Because that extra 100 million people will be just like hitting a human Katrina, just like the Titanic hit that iceberg. We're going to hit a population iceberg. And hopefully, as more and more people speak up and speak out and stand up and be counted, we're going to change course of this Titanic-like path that we are on right now, being led by this president, the last president, right on down the line, as all of them have ignored what's happening to this country. We added 100 million people in just 42 years. We're about to add another 100 million in 33 years, and then another 100 million in 25 years. So I'm going to really recommend the websites coming up here just as we get on the backside of this commercial break. Welcome to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we'll see you on the flip side. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wildridge, your host. And it's really an honor and a pleasure to connect with you each Tuesday and Thursday of the week with interesting personalities who are bringing you the dots that need to be connected, and hopefully you are taking action and you're also spreading the word to your friends, and also more and more listeners are appreciating what we're talking about. And I've said it for the last 10 years now, but certainly the last five. If you go to newswithviews.com, you'll see my series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, now in part 25. And this last Monday, you saw a piece called Senator Edward Kennedy, a failure to understand. And Dr. Tanton of The Social Contract wrote 13 questions, a baker's dozen's worth of questions. And he really provoked great discussion toward Teddy Kennedy for this guest worker amnesty program, because there are so many consequences to it that Senator Kennedy never thought about back in 1965 when he and LBJ pushed the new Immigration Reform Act that started giving us, instead of 170,000 immigrants a year, well over a million, and as high as 1.5 million. And now, just 42 years later, we've got a million more people, 106 million more people in this country. And then in 1986, of course, Teddy Kennedy talked about, well, he was only going to give this amnesty one more time, and this amnesty would just allow 1.3 million Mexicans and other illegals to gain citizenship in this country, and it turned out to be 3.4 million. And now, of course, they're saying it's only 12 million here in this country. You and I both know from the Vanderbilt report, certainly from the Bear Stearns report, that there are well over 20 million and as high as 28 million, and they keep. And then there was a poll just today on one of the big polling sites: is deportation viable? And like 65% of the voters said yes. And the thing is, you don't have to deport all these people. Tom Tancredo, the U.S. congressman from Colorado, certainly Ron Paul from Texas, Duncan Hunter from California, all these House reps say just simply enforce our current immigration laws, and these illegal aliens will no longer have a job. They'll no longer have the ability to support themselves, and you simply allow them to walk themselves and or take a bus back to their home country. And we really need to stop the 14th Amendment abuse by having 380,000 anchor babies born in this country every year, which immediately go on welfare, and then, of course, immediately go K through 12 on your tax dollar, bringing the chaos that they bring into the schools by the different languages. And there's actually a couple websites out there showing foreign women how to come to the United States pregnant to drop their child. It is a scam job by foreigners, and it needs to stop. Nathan Deal of Georgia, the representative from Georgia, has H.R. 698, a bill to stop this. And I think there's been another bill now that has been introduced into the U.S. Congress. And so, again, take action. Make sure that you go to www.thesocialcontract.com. There's also Common Sense on Mass Immigration.us. I think that's U.S. But if you go to thesocialcontract.com and really join up, and $25 a year, get the Social Contract Quarterly. It will give you more information that you desperately need, that we all need, by the best writers in America. And please make sure you go to Roy Beck's NumbersUSA.com. That's Numbers, N-U-M-B-E-R-S, USA.com. And become a part of the faxers of the pre-written letters each week. I've sent out four or five this week already. And make sure that you join up, become part of the phone callers, mom and pop teams, grandma, grandpa, gray power, bald power, every kind of power, college students. Let's get involved in our country, ladies and gentlemen. NumbersUSA.com is the easiest. I signed up five people yesterday at a meeting, and I went down to the rec center today, and I had an 89-year-old doctor. And he just said, "I'm with you all the way. What can I do?" As he was riding his bicycle and breathing through his air, his oxygen plastic tubing, 89 years old, and he wants to still serve his country. So each and every one of you can also. For those on the East Coast and across the nation, alipac.us, A-L-I-P-A-C.us. William Gein, a fervent American patriot, working hard, doing everything he can do. And, boy, all of you know from last week, Jason Mrocek of FireCoalition.com, F-I-R-E-C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N.com. FireCoalition.com is becoming one of the more firepower websites in the country, taking a great deal of action. I'm going to try to get Jason and his co-founder also on the show here again, and he's really teaming up with a lot of websites across the nation. So definitely go to that, and also go to www.ccir.net. That's the California Coalition for Immigration Reform with Barbara Coe and Diana Hull at caps.org, I believe, California's Against Population, and that's caps.org, and that's Diana Hull and Joe Weidman do a fantastic job. Ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is jump onto these websites, and you're going to really appreciate all the action being taken. For those of you with any questions, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443. Now we're going to go into the show here, and I'm going to start dealing with, on the flip side of this commercial, the next added 100 million Americans, part one, consequences of human Katrina. We'll see you on the flip side of the commercial break. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us this evening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge. And, of course, Clint Eastwood's theme song for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We try to cover all those right here as we connect the dots across America. And, again, what we're trying to do is form a critical mass of active, inspired, creative American citizens to stop the worst invasion of America ever in the history of the United States, of another country, our own neighbor, the tune of well over 20 million. In fact, there's over 2 million illegal Chinese in this country, Indians, you name it, they're coming in from all over. You've already got 20,000 MS-13 gang members from El Salvador. You've got a governor, you've got a Alberto Gonzalez who hasn't done a thing to stop this, and he's the Attorney General, of course, of the United States, and he's in hot water right now for his own illegality. And before we go to our callers here, I haven't gotten into this next ad to 100 million Americans, but I'm going to give you part one, consequences of the human Katrina, and we're going to get to our callers real quick here. But I want you to understand what it means to add 3 million people to the United States every year. And that's every year now for the next 33 years, which will give us 100 million people. That means that every day, in the United States, we are growing in numbers by 8,219 people. 8,219 people. And realize this, that 70% of them are immigrants. And realize this, that as soon as a new person comes into the United States, it's certainly an immigrant from a third world country, they go from zero, relative to zero impact, because they're agrarian, they're poor, they don't do much. They then come to this country, they then tap into everything, driving a car, going to work, having a house, burning gas, burning fuel, burning oil, burning natural gas, burning coal to power up and electrify their house. That kind of consequence of times 3 million per year, and also, of course, 12.6 acres of land must be utilized to support that added new person. So think about 8,219 persons every day added to this country times 12.6 acres being destroyed to support them. And then you think of all the other ramifications. You know, if you wanted to stop global warming, if that's one of the concerns you have out there, just stopping the population by adding all these immigrants every year would be quite the answer. Okay, before we get into this next added $100 million, I've got a caller, Jim from Texas, and then we'll have Richard from Alabama. Jim, you want to ask a question, sir?
Hello, Frosty. I don't really have a question, but I'd like to speak to your fellow truck drivers, of which I know you're one.
Yes, sir.
And from a different perspective, because I worked for a major chemical corporation for about almost 32 years before I retired.
Thank you, sir.
The last few years, I was in the shipping department, so I know of which I speak here when I talk about what's happening and what's going to happen to truck drivers, because they always go with the lowest common denominator. Do you think, or any of your fellow truckers think, that they're going to pay you 41 cents a mile, for example, to deliver freight versus a Mexican at 27 cents a mile? Does anybody in their right mind think they're going to do that? They're not going to do that. I watched them day. I worked in the shipping department, and I done the whole thing. I know this is in the 80s and early 90s.
Sure.
What they were doing. They were doing the same thing then, but on a smaller scale, because this is before NAFTA. And, you know, during the time of NAFTA, which that was their whole plan, NAFTA, you know, they're going to do away with the truckers, they're going to do away with the longshoremen, they're going to do away with everybody. It's going to be Rio de Janeiro, or not Rio de Janeiro, San Paulo.
San Paulo. Right.
San Paulo North is what this country is going to be. And you understand what I'm talking about, Frosty, because
yes, I do.
This is the way they're going, and this is what's going to happen to these truckers. Sure, now they're getting loads, but what's going to happen when this really kicks in? That's the part that nobody can seem to get across to these truckers. They've got to do something now, or it's too late.
That's exactly correct, Jim.
Now.
Yeah, I agree with you, and ladies and gentlemen, Jim down in Texas, it knows exactly what he's talking about, because what these loads, especially when you get your maverick truckers out there, the independents that are running regular independent loads, they get promised low of 27 cents a mile. You can't even live on. You can't get diesel in the tanks for that. 41 cents a mile, 60 cents a mile. What's going to happen is these major trucking firms, and certainly the other just maverick shippers, are going to start just getting lowball bids from all these truckers. Mexican truckers, and they're going to run it because they'll do anything more than what they're making in again, Mexico. The average wage in Mexico is $4 a day, ladies and gentlemen, $4 a day. And so what Jim says
and
is exactly.
But the point is, these Mexicans will run their so-called behinds off for $12
right.
a day, where American trucker can't even survive. There's no way he can survive on rates like that.
Right, he can't even survive on $12 an hour.
This is all the gigantic plan from years ago. I happened to be president of the union that negotiated contracts in the late 80s and 90s, and these people, the company negotiators, were threatening us with this stuff back then. They were threatening, well, we'll just do this, and we'll do that. And I told them, well, go ahead and do it. Because what else can you say, you know, when somebody says, I'm going to cut your throat, but unless you agree with me, you can't agree with them.
That's and exactly right,
watched,
Jim.
I yeah. watched our union go down the tubes.
Well, if you notice, when Teddy Kennedy passed that Immigration Reform Act of 65, The new immigrants coming in were busting unions left and right. I remember out of Detroit and Michigan, they were busting all those unions. And then there were, I mean, it just was amazing. And the unions just got killed in the course of the corruption. But now you start thinking of all these trucking outfits where they're going to bring in all these Mexican drivers. And you're going to see degrading the American trucker. And as I said in the piece, President Bush will sit there and say, well, these Mexican truckers are going to do the jobs that the American truckers
Americans
won't do anymore.
Like shooting highway patrolmen between the eyes in Tennessee and raping and pillaging their way across the whole United States. They're doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. I don't want to shoot a highway patrolman in Tennessee. I don't want to kill three people drunk driving in Florida. I don't want to do those jobs. They're absolutely right. They're doing jobs Americans don't want to do.
Yeah, well, here in Denver, of course, just in the last 6-7 months, we've had
the mayor in Denver had a Mexican employee that shot a cop.
Shot Don Young, a cop Don Young, and left a wife and a couple of kids. That's exactly right. So You're putting it right to the truckers out there and all the American public. We are in a fight for our lives, and the latest assault is this pilot program allowing 17,000 Mexican drivers onto U.S. highways with substandard rigs, with, again, as I said, sixth-grade reading and educational levels in a foreign language. We're going to become the collateral damage, and it's going to get ugly. Jim, Rocky, thanks for calling from Texas. Appreciate it. I want to jump into the next person here. We want to go to Richard to Alabama. Richard, you have a question, sir.
Half an hour ago, you recommended revoking the dual nationality that some Americans have.
In a heartbeat. I don't think anybody should have two passports for two different countries. You can't have your feet in two different countries and have any kind of allegiance to either one. So either you're going to be a Brazilian, or you're going to be a Israeli, or you're going to be a Frenchman, or you're going to be an American, or you're going to be a Canadian, or you're going to be a Mexican. You can't
impossible.
Be both.
Impossible. What you recommend is impossible. Let me cite Barack Obama, for instance.
Okay.
He is born a Kenyan national. His Kenyan nationality can never be taken away from him, because in the laws of most nations, your father determines your nationality, not your place of birth. Mm-hmm. Your father. His daddy was Kenyan, so his nationality is Kenyan. He can carry a Kenyan passport, and the U.S. government cannot take it away from him under the law of nations. He can travel with a Kenyan passport. He doesn't need American ID. He can get a Kenyan driver's license. He doesn't need any American ID because he has straddled we have a flaw in our definition of citizenship. And our citizenship doesn't come from the father. It comes from the mother or the place of birth or naturalization.
Right.
And so we have so many ways of becoming an American that almost anybody can become an American without giving up their nationality. And we cannot revoke it, and even if Barack Obama wanted to say, I am not a Kenyan national, it's impossible for him to do, because under Kenyan law, he is a Kenyan national forever. And if he has a son, Barack Obama's son is also a Kenyan national, because nationality comes through your father, and that's how most of the nations of the planet define citizenship. We do it a whole bunch of crazy different ways, and we're going to wind up dead. We're going to wind up a refugee camp. There's going to be no white people left in North America. We will be obliterated unless we absolutely admit, yeah, we're racist. All of the people of Kenya are racist. They don't want any white immigrants. And if we go over there and get a Kenyan woman pregnant, we're not going to get citizenship for our child. It ain't going to happen in 90% of the world. Not going to happen.
It only
happens here in this stupid little 10% of the planet.
This is only 5% of the world's population on this planet. But I have to appreciate what you're saying, because I've been to so many countries out there, and places like Japan, it's highly racist. You get to Kenya, and of course, any clan-oriented country, you wouldn't have a prayer there. Whereas you come to the United States, and you've got all the opportunities that this nation allows because of this extraordinary U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
But as you say, this thing is going to get ethnic, and it's going to get ethnic ugly. And Barack Obama gives an interesting choice to the American people if we want to go that direction. And for me, it's not the direction I want to go, because I don't care to vote for anybody whose father is a Kenyan and the mother divorced the father immediately. Essentially, Barack Obama is an anchor baby, if you will, and simply happened to get born in Hawaii, I think is where he got born. And then he grew up in, Lebanon or some other country for the first 10 years of his life. So, you know, whatever he is, it's a little bit disconcerting to me that he's not an all-American. And, in fact, most African-Americans in this country don't relate to him because he's not all-American.
Yeah.
But each and every one of us is going to have to sort this thing out.
And he can sue you for racism.
Well,
anything racial about him, he can sue you for racism.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know, at this point you can't, because I'm going to stand up and say what I want on my First Amendment rights, which my father and grandfather served, and I served, and my brother served, so we'll maintain ourselves, but you're most correct. I really appreciate your comments, Richard, and we will go on with the program now. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you are Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or Independent, this country faces the greatest crisis in the 21st century as we add 100 million people. And out of that 100 million people in this country, 70 million are going to be from third world countries. And so essentially, as Richard just said, we are displacing ourselves. And I don't care if you're black, if you're brown, you're white, you're red, or you're yellow in this country, you're going to get displaced by a humongous, a gargantuan human Katrina that's going to, and is right now, coming across the borders and is manifesting itself at the rate of 8,200 more bodies per day, and the consequences grow. According to Katie Couric and Brian Williams and certainly Charles Gibson, the United States surpassed 300 million in October of 2006, and at the current demographic rate of growth, we are going to add another 100 million people by 2040 or 33 years from now. Now, this kind of horrific growth rate, if you put it into perspective, is a human Katrina. And much like nature's earthquakes that occurred beneath the surface last 2 years ago, the energy wave sped under the oceans for hours and hundreds of miles without notice. That was that tsunami that hit Sri Lanka. And, of course, you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't feel it. But once it hit, of course, about 125,000 deaths in 5 minutes, and no one suspected it, and no one took action to save themselves. They didn't know it was coming, but once it hit, of course, everyone became a survivor or they became a victim. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the United States Senate today is now mulling over Senate Bill 9, which is just another manifestation of the Senate Bill 2611 that was passed last May. If this thing passes, the current 1 million legal immigrants coming into this country will jump to 2 million annually. So we're going to accelerate the crisis of immigration even faster. It increased work visas by tens of thousands. It continued the allowance of millions by chain migration. Those naturalized citizens can then bring in all of their families. And it allowed millions of more anchor babies. And it did nothing to stop the illegal immigration that Time magazine, in a feature story on September the 20th, estimated no less than 3 million crossing our borders every year. And that's what we face. And if you don't think that's going to get ugly, I'm going to really bring some harsh information your way. And again, how many of you out there listening tonight understand what it's doing to our culture, to our language, and to our citizenship? What is it doing to our overloaded cities already? How about our overwhelmed schools? How about the fact that in the West we don't have enough water right now? Our farmland is being burned up. Energy is just being burned up. The United States last year burned 1.17 billion tons of coal just to give you electricity for the most part. How about the air quality? How about food sources? How about species habitat? There's a dozen other issues, and if you've been reading this column on what I'm giving as a series, you can understand what we're facing, because it addresses our society, our environment, the sustainability, the culture, the language, and our viability as a civilization. If we add this next 100 million people, we are not going to make it too much further into this civilization with horrendous consequences going to result. Now, where do I get this information? Well, guess what? I've traveled all over the planet. I've certainly traveled to India and China. How do you think they are at 2.4 billion? That's 1.1 billion for India and 1.3 billion for China. And in fact, India is going to overtake China now, because China is now doing one child per family for the most part. India is going to hit 1.55 billion by 2050. And do you think any of their citizens enjoy a standard of living and a quality of life that we have here in the United States? Well, I can tell you, not even close. Now, to give you perspective, in 1900, the world population reached 1.6 billion. Today, it's 6.6 billion. And by mid-century, it's expected to grow from 9.0 billion to as high as 9.8 billion. If you want to check that out, go to populationreferencebureau.com, and it'll really give you some sobering information. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just starting into this, and we'll get back after this little break here. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for those questions. This is Frosty Wildridge with Connecting the Dots. We'll see you on the commercial break side.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wildridge. Thanks for joining us this evening. And I've got a caller, but I'm going to get to him in just a second, from Ohio. But right now, again, I want you to understand that I'm going to be bringing this series to you. And after this evening, we're going to do this series probably once or twice a month. I'm going to bring on Don McKee, who's the physicist that's been with me before, and he's an expert at this. And we're going to cover all of these aspects of adding the next 100 million people to the United States and all the ramifications. And I want you to know that it's going to get ugly, and it's not going to have any reasonable outcome. It can only be a very, very poor outcome for all of us. And again, as I've said in the past, no matter what your race, creed, or color is here in the United States, same thing is happening in China right now. It doesn't make any difference. Overpopulation doesn't care who you are. And when it's got you in its grips, it makes a mess of your life, of your civilization. It's been proven. I think Jared Diamond wrote the book Collapse, and it shows it time after time again. Civilizations cannot keep outgrowing their carrying capacity. We have a question possibly from Tom in Ohio. Tom, welcome aboard this evening. You've got a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm not from this place. I'm just calling from here. I wanted to tell you that it's a peasant. You know, David Rockefeller's got this thing so well planned, and everybody's so well siloed, that they see 27 cents a mile is getting their junk a lot cheaper.
Oh, even the Southern Poverty Law Center came out today saying that that illegal aliens are working for poverty wages, that it's a 21st century slavery. I've even written columns on the fact that the illegal Mexicans are a 21st century slave class, and now they're going to push the truckers and do the same thing to these Mexican truckers.
Let me give you an idea of the mentality I'm running into out here with it. I'm trying to warn people about the chemtrails. I've talked to three farmers about one DVD, and one farmer says, well, it doesn't affect me because I grow corn. And another one said, that's right, that's what the guy said. And the first one that I asked, he says, well, I'll just get a toothpick and go pollinate my 500 tomato plants. And then the other one, I really don't know what he thought. He just walked away in a daze when I handed him the thing about the honeybees, you know.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I wrote about those honeybees, the different chemicals that are killing them are just frightening because no one wants to address that. And there was a letter written by Ann Christensen in the Denver Post just recently. It's called imidacloprid. Imidacloprid is a chemical that the plants are soaking up, and as soon as they take it in, this particular chemical, it's part of another group of chemicals called neocinetinoids. And anyway, these names are so huge I can't pronounce them, but they're killing the honeybees across the country. So we're doing a lot of damage in so many areas, it's not even funny.
I want everybody to read a book called Memoirs by David Rockefeller, because he orchestrated all this, and I'll tell you what, he's going to kill damn near everybody on this planet, and they're going to recreate that thing, the planet, and the image of the devil.
Well, there's no question they're doing
there's
as
no
much damage as they
that.
Can.
And they also have a nuclear payload in orbit around Saturn, and they're going to light it up as soon as the time is right.
Well, again, we're putting ourselves in great, great, great consequence across the nation. I appreciate you calling in, Tom. It's a battle. We're in for a battle. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening, again, I've tried to cover some of what we're going to cover in the coming weeks, and I'm sorry that we didn't have a Byron Slater on with us, but we will get back with him at another time. And thanks for joining us. For each and every one of you, have a good evening. And join us here on Thursday night, and we will have a fabulous guest from Minnesota. She ran for lieutenant governor there, and she will give you some new perspective. Thanks for joining us. This is Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for a great evening, and we'll see you the next time.
You got headaches?